65 used to be the magic number for retirement, but more and more Americans are staying in the workforce well into their 60s and beyond. Some work out of financial need, some to keep busy. Kathy Witkowski met some seniors who found both work and a special bond with people and a place.
Winter comes early to Yellowstone National Park. By October, visitors are already scraping frost off their windshields, and the bison are growing thick coats of fur. Inside park stores, employees are ringing up their last sales of the season.
I think you'll enjoy that, though.
Oh, I love Indian stuff.
It's a bittersweet time for 72-year-old Chloe Hathaway and her husband. They'll soon be packing up the car and making their annual migration back to Florida.
We come back every year to this store, to this family, and we love it. See, we're here 5 months out of the year. This is as much home as anything. I consider this my home.
Living and working in Yellowstone is a dream come true for Hathaway. Tall and slender, she's an avid hiker and photographer.
I've been coming to the park since 1946 as a tourist. The minute he retired, we applied because I knew where I wanted to work. Could not wait for that moment to come when I could come live in Yellowstone Park.
For 8 years now, the Hathaways have been members of a close-knit community of seniors who spend their summers working here at Yellowstone, then escape to warmer climes when the weather shifts. Summer jobs in the national parks are often considered the realm of college kids, but more than 70% of the employees at Yellowstone's general stores are seniors.
I'm 78, 79, excuse me. I cheat on that.
B.E. Haxton is a retired school teacher. Like others here, she's traded in a full-time career for a low-wage seasonal job.
Well, I think maybe at this point in my life I need to be a little bit slower. Being a teacher is hard work.
Abandoning the classroom at her age is one thing. What Haxton's friends back in Kansas City can't fathom is why she would agree to come to Yellowstone and live in a dorm room.
They think I'm crazy. Say, how can you leave this beautiful home and all these wonderful things you have here and go out there and live in that funny little room and go down the hall to the bathroom? But you know, these are special people. And it's better than sitting in a rocking chair.
But it's more than a paycheck or a desire to stay busy that keeps these seniors returning to Yellowstone year after year. It's also the tremendous sense of community. And that can make it hard to see the season end. At a farewell store dinner of pizza and nachos, departing employees snap photographs and shoot videos. And assistant manager Millie Corkle tries to keep a lid on her emotions.
We try hard not to cry when we leave. Because, you know, you don't know if you're going to see these people ever again. And you've become pretty close to them while you're out here.
Corkle isn't sure if she'll return to Yellowstone next summer. But if she wants, she can get together with her colleagues this winter at a store reunion in New Orleans. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Yellowstone National Park.